Thursday night or L'chav Zion Tammuz. We're starting a new shiur, actually. Where's all the crowds? Standing room only.
No email.
There's no email because
that would have got the crowd.
The people that don't come don't deserve it. Hashar HaShvi'i. So who wants to take a test on the Shorim of Chavis Al-Bavis? We had Shar HaYichud, Shar HaBudas HaLokim. No, I'm talking about Shar HaBechina. Second. Shar HaYichud, Shar HaBechina, Shar HaBudas HaLokim, Shar HaBitochon, Shar HaYichud HaMaisa, and Shar HaKniya. And Baruch Hashem, we learned all of them. And we're up to Shar HaShvi'i now, which is called Shar HaTshuva, not to be confused with Shar HaTshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah. Chavis Al-Bavis is probably, remember, the earliest sefer of all of these Sfarim. It's written well before Rashi, well before the Rambam. A Talmud, probably, Rav Sadia Gaon. And, okay, Hashar HaShvi. Now, why does he talk about Tshuva now? Again, Chavis Al-Bavis is a very structured sefer. Everything is built on stepping stones from the last one. First you learn about Hashem, then you learn what Hashem does for you, then you learn that you have to serve Hashem, because service of Hashem in the Chavis Al-Bavis' world is based upon gratitude for all he does and did for you, right? And then comes Shar Yichud Shar Bitachon, because he says Bitachon is the greatest single attitude, midah. You have to be Kone in order to serve Hashem properly, because it makes you calm. And you can't serve Hashem properly if you're not calm, if you're stressed out. And Bitachon makes you calm. That's what he says. That's why Bitachon's next. Not because of Bitachon per se, but because Bitachon makes you calm. And if you want to be Obed Hashem, you have to be calm. If the Shar Bitachon comes, Shar Yichud HaMaisa, singularity of purpose, focused on Hashem. It's really an extension of Shar Avodas Elokim. And it fine-tunes the Avodas Elokim. And it says how you have to be focused and not care about people, etc. Then comes Shar HaKniya, because that is really the peak of Avodas Elokim. Right? He's still talking about Avodas Elokim, and the peak is Kniya. And that really is the Avodas Elokim that Hashem wants from us. If you have to sum it up, like the Gemara says, the Taryag Mitzvahs can be summed up after you fine-tune it, and if you had to like capture the essence of everything in one mitzvah, it would be Tzadik Be'emunah So Yechye, it would be Emunah, right? So in Avodas Elokim, which is in the Chavis Al-Bavis' world, is gratitude and acknowledgement of that a Hashem-centered universe, not a person-centered universe. So Kniya is like the top of the mountain. That's really what we're striving for in our Avodas Elokim. So now we come to Tshuva. Why Tshuva? Why is Tshuva next? Omar, the Chavis Al-Bavis says, Kivin shekvar dibarnu le'el b'kniya v'yisod l'tshuva v'reishisa. Very interesting statement. He said, Kniya is like the foundation, the yisod. That's what you need to do tshuva. Why? He doesn't really explain that. Because, I mean, you can explain it in different ways. But I think, if you, again, you look at the first chatoim, a chote is always, the biggest impediment to tshuva is probably self-justification. That you feel justified in what you did. And even if you were wrong, but there's always a but at the end of the sentence. But you weren't that wrong, or but. You got angry. So what do you mean you got angry? You mean you did two averes for me. You did whatever you did and you got angry. And but this and but that. And you see, right? Other Marisha said it wasn't me, it was the woman. The woman said it wasn't me, it was the Nachash. And the Nachash had something to say too, but Hashem didn't give him a chance. That's what Rashi says. So justification. That's why the mitzvah of tshuva is really described in the Torah as vidui. Because what you got to do is you got to strip away all the defenses, and you got to stand in front of Hashem and say chatosi avisi pashati, and without a but, without a if, without an and. So I think that needs kniya. I think that's the pshat in this first sentence. There could be other interpretations that I can think of, but I think that, that's what I think is the correct one. I think that to do tshuva, you have to have kniya, because if you're patting yourself on the back and you feel that you are something, and therefore you, where does justification come from? I have a certain ma'amad, I have a certain ometz, I have a certain oomph, and I want to maintain that. Right? So even though I did a chet, but I'm really a good guy. I mean, but if it's not, no, the Baal Kniya has no need to say that. He says, "I messed up, man. I messed up. I messed up." He has no need. He doesn't have the ego that he has to justify.
But if we follow everything that up until this shahr,
then you wouldn't have to do tshuva,
right?
Okay.
But that conclusion.
People are not perfect. That's a double portion. You're gonna have to do tshuva. And he says why? By the way, he's bothered by your question. And you know, instead of running to the pasuk in Koheles that says "Oda main tzaddik boris v'shiyas atov lo yechda," the Chavis Halvavus here actually in this first paragraph in the Hagdama gives a very fascinating insight into why chet is inevitable. It's a tremendous insight. But he's talking about it by your question. Anyway, but kniya is the yisod for tshuva. So if the kniya is going to come, shahr hateshuva. Because maybe, you know, it doesn't really follow. You would think maybe tshuva would be the last shahr or something. Because, like at the end, okay, we have a way for you to climb back if you messed up. But he says it really follows on the heels of kniya. Okay, ro'isi lahasmich lekach. So I put it together. Biur hagdaro seho, to explain the moving parts of tshuva. This is what he always says, what he always does. Ofani shleimusa, and how to do it properly. Kafisha ani chayav. The omar tchila b'chovas hatshuva, the obligation to do tshuva. But he doesn't mean the obligation to do tshuva. He means the necessity for there to be tshuva, as you'll see in his upcoming sentences. He's not. Again, this is Rav Kapach. The truth is, he uses this word chayav in the beginning of Shara Bitochon too. Kemosha Evet Chayav Livtoach Ba'adonov. He says it doesn't mean obligated. The Evet is not obligated to be boteach in his master. He needs to. It's from the, like, say, you know, I owe you. It's hechrich. It's like saying a muchrich. I'm saying they're synonymous. He doesn't mean the obligation to do tshuva. Why? Now, shekvar nisbor lanu, this hechrich that there exists tshuva, or that you're going to mess up, is b'derech haseichel u'midivrei Torah Hashem. If you remember way back to the Hagdama, the Chavis Halvavus splits knowledge, he categorizes knowledge of Torah, of Hashem, into three maslulim. Common sense and logic. Again, it means a logic that's unsullied by negius, unsullied by an agenda, and a straight thinker, you know, not krum. Yeah. So, but having said that, that's an important maslul by him, common sense. Then the Pesukei HaTorah, and then Mesorah, Torah Shebaal Peh. Seichel, Torah, and Mesorah. Here he says that the inevitability, the requirement of tshuva that it be, is B'derech HaSeichel, is totally logical. U'midivrei Torah Hashem, and we'll see it in the Pesukim, in the Torah. Sheha'adam because you need tshuva, you need a way to climb back, because nobody is going to, people are not, we say people are not perfect, he's going to say a different reason, but the bottom line is certainly that nobody is fulfilling their obligations to Hashem totally and wholly, and no need for tshuva. No such thing. Hashem and Amuskol, why is it logical? Why is it compellingly logical that a person will mess up? He says a very interesting point. Huvameshem otzinu matzav ha'odom mishinuye tvo'ov v'havdele yisodos herkevo v'nigude tchunos nafsho v'sibos tnuoso. What's he saying? A person is full of contradictions, different midos. He's happy, he's sad, he's angry, he's upset, he's calm, he's nice, he's obstinate, he's bending. A person's like a cauldron of different kochos. He really goes through many, many of the kochos in the 10th parak in Shaar Avodas Elokim. I just learned it with the ladies that we finished Shaar Avodas Elokim. In the 10th parak in Shaar Avodas Elokim, he goes through sets, around 15 sets of opposite midos, and he says when you have to use each one, sort of like Dor HaTzadikim does in the whole structure of the Sefer. Here's when you are to be happy, and here's when you're to be sad. A Jew is supposed to, Hashem respects a person. Every person is like a whole world, and every person has different, maybe some midos might be more pronounced in certain people, but everybody has the ability to be happy and to be sad and to be all these different midos that listed in Dor HaTzadikim or in the 10th parak of Chayim Tzadikim, or even what I'll talk about here. You're a jumble. You have all of these kochos, and so he says, it's very interesting, no person can be so consistent so as to do the right thing at the right time. In other words, let's say you have anger in you. So what does he say in the 10th parak in Shaar Avodas Elokim? Use that anger when you see an avla being done, or you see a veris being done. So get angry. Don't sit back and, you know, relax. It gets you angry. When people are doing something wrong, of course, it has to be appropriate to get angry, not, see, right? But you know, but it's hard, and then the next minute you can't be angry anymore, right? But life keeps changing. You can go through 50 different situations a day, really 100. 50 is an understatement. You go through 100 different, every hour, like different things are happening in your life. You're in this matzav, you're with your wife, you're with your children, you're with your friends, you're with your people in the street, you're with your employer, you're with your employee. Like, and you have to, like, sort of act appropriately given each relationship, given each matzav. You can't. See, he's going to say now, that's why we have a Torah. Because if not for the Torah, because really he doesn't, in Shaar Avodas Elokim, he says, like, the Torah, we don't need the Torah, you would think, if you're a straight thinker. But then he said, this is one of the reasons he gives there, why it's essential to have the Torah, and without the Torah it would be horrible, as history has shown, that if you try to skip over the Torah, it doesn't work. So he says it doesn't work because we never know what to do. So the Torah says, okay, it's Shabbos today. I don't care what you're feeling, or you're excited, or you're creative, or you're really into it, and you really just want to finish up this one last thing. It's Shabbos, stop. Or it's Purim, you have to be happy. It's Simchas Torah. It's Tisha B'Av. Like, right, the guy, you know, he's going to start thinking about the Churban Beis Hamikdash on Simchas Torah. He's wrong, and that's what the Torah does for us. And now it's time to say Kriya Shema, and now it's time to eat matzah. So the Torah makes sure that it's like Hagbolot, but in the Chavis Havodas' world, if we learned in the Shaar Avodas Elokim, the Torah is like the minimum, not the maximum. Torah is the minimum. So, you know, you keep the Torah, so at least you know, once a year I ate my matzah, and once a year I benched my Hanukkah licht. But really, you're supposed to think about Yetzias Mitzrayim a whole day, every day, or whatever. Hanukkah licht, like you're supposed to be appreciative of the Nes, much more than 8 days a year, 8 nights a year. But the Torah is your bare minimum. So that's what he's saying. You need tshuva because of that. Because it's everything. Today it's this, tomorrow it's that. Today I'm living in such a place, and I have these types of relationships. And people grow up, and first you have friends, and then you have like a wife, and then you have children, and you have grandchildren, and then you have friends, and then you have nephews and nieces, or your friends' children, like, or if you become a Rebbe, and you have that kind of relationship, then you have to deal with the parents, you have to deal with the kids, you have to deal with the principal. Like, so many, a person has to deal with so many different things that it's inevitable you're going to mess up, and you're going to do something osur. To this one, you're going to get angry when you should have been calm. To this one, you're going to be calm when you should have been angry. And to this one, you're gonna talk lashon hara when you should have kept quiet. And here you kept quiet when you should have talked lashon hara, when you should have talked ostensibly lashon hara. And so you're gonna mess up. Life is just too complicated, he says, and a person is too filled with different energies, different midos, different attitudes. It's just so many and so many situations that you can't always match up, you know, the way it's supposed to be. And really, you'll never be able to match up, and that's at least why we have the Torah, he says. But even with the Torah, you can't. So that's the compelling logic of the necessity of tshuva. Okay, up here.